Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The process of accepting insurance outside of a group practice can be tough. But most people looking for mental health care want to use their benefits to pay for sessions. If you're interested in seeing clients through insurance, Alma can help. They make it easy to get credentialed with major insurance plans at enhanced reimbursement rates. They also handle all the paperwork, from eligibility checks to claim submissions, and guarantee payment within 2 weeks. Plus, when you join Alma, you'll get access to time-saving tools for intake, scheduling, treatment plans, progress notes, and more in their included platform, so you can spend less time on administrative work and more time offering great care to your clients. Visit HelloAlma.com to get started. That's HelloAlma.com.
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
BT and Sal,
Kevin and Tiki,
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Yes, welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with your host, Pete Hoffman. As always, follow me at HoffWFAN on all social media. And a lot of complaining about the Trent Grisham qualifying offer for the New York Yankees. And let me tell you this, okay? This is not a move by the Yankees that is to say he's our center fielder for the future. He's not a this is deal for the offseason. This is legitimately a guy who came in last year who performed at an elite level, who when injuries happened and other situations took place and Jason Dominguez wasn't as good as we all thought he was supposed to be and hyped up to be, Trent Grisham came in and then turned into that guy that was needed, that was necessary. And I understand you could sit there and tell me the metrics and what things about the fielding weren't as good, certain things. Listen, he played every day for the Yankees compared to previous years where he, you know, split time. Maybe he'd get more time because of, you know, other injuries and whatnot, but he legitimately was a spot in that lineup for a majority of the season, not due to anything, but he was the best player on the team and performing and hitting in big spots, hitting home runs, you know, making catches in the outfield. When you had a team consisted of a bunch of younger players who didn't perform at an elite level, like we went through, the Yankees went through Aaron Hicks for the longest time in the outfield, a guy who couldn't catch a fly ball. And when you're watching Jason Dominguez butcher left field on a regular basis, it's a breath of fresh air to see Trent Grisham man the outfield. Okay? And now, here's the thing. The complaints are that Trent Grisham, not so much, is signed because he's the guy. I think a lot of the Yankee fans think he's the guy. Oh, that's the offseason move. It's what else are they going to do? And he just gives you a security blanket. At the end of the day, he could be a fourth outfielder again. And, oh, does that mean a $22 million fourth outfielder? But he's not a fourth outfielder. He plays majority of the – he had over almost 600 at-bats last year. That is a almost everyday player. So the financials really shouldn't be the thing that you're focusing on. It's more of, is he taking away from other players? That's really the goal. It's not about the finances. Is he taking away from somebody else who could be doing more? The players that Yankee fans want to see are Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones and guys like that. That's what Yankee fans want to see. And let's be fair. They make no money, and their performances could be extremely lackluster and could be terrible. And you could be in April screaming for the Yankees, why did they trust in Spencer Jones? Why did they trust in Jason Dominguez again? You know, what's going on? So the fact is, they gave themselves an amazing level outfielder. You basically are bringing back in Trent Grisham. And you're comboing him or handcuffing him to these young kids. And you may not look at it right now like that, but during the season, when you need a professional at bat, when you need a professional play in the outfield, who are you trusting? Are you really going to sit there and say, let's give Jason Dominguez another opportunity in left field and see that if he can come up big in the eighth inning and make a catch? No, you're not. And that's what people, that's what Yankee fans, I think, are not understanding. There's a time and a place for the young kids. That's for sure. No one's sitting there saying you can't do it. And I actually am one that sits there and says, I'm all about playing one kid maybe per year. Like, I love playing. I don't want multiple prospects playing if they're not proven. Like, that's the other thing. When you look at a team like the Atlanta Braves, for example, right, when they were coming up with every year Acuna Jr., the Ozzy Albies, and then who else is coming up through the, you know, Austin Riley, and then the pitching staff comes through, and it's like all these young, talented players are coming through. That's incredible. But they were all performing at elite levels. Michael Harris, they're all performing. It's like, how do you keep on hitting on everybody? The Yankees have not hit on these young kids. They just haven't. Whether it's Anthony Volpe, whether it's Jason Dominguez, whether it's Austin Wells, whether it's Spencer Jones, who we haven't seen yet. Ben Rice is the one guy that you could say, okay, he is a hitter. That guy, his bat needs to be in the lineup. But defensively, we make Ben Rice to be this the be all end all. We still don't have a position for him. He is basically where Giancarlo Stanton is. Like, he's a better contact hitter than Stanton, but defensively, we still don't know where he's supposed to play. But that's the point. So between all of these young kids you have, and you want to see them, and you want to see the young kids, there's no one's really got a position. No one's really good at anything. No one really steps up and goes, this guy has made an impact. The only person that really has is Ben Rice with the bat.
A massage chair might seem a bit extravagant, especially these days. 8 different settings, adjustable intensity, plus it's heated, and it just feels so good. Yes, a massage chair might seem a bit extravagant, but when it can come with a car, suddenly it seems quite practical. The Volkswagen Tiguan, packed with premium features like available massaging front seats, it only feels extravagant.
But defensively, he's a liability. So at the very least, you get Trent Christian in here, and he can play the outfield. He can play multiple positions in the outfield. And when you look at last year, the guy had 30-plus home runs. I mean, you want to talk about the rumors a big-time contract in the offseason. People talk about Kyle Tucker, for example. Offensively, I understand the batting average wasn't there so much, but Trent Grisham had a better offensive year than Kyle Tucker. Power-wise, maybe not the RBIs, maybe driving as many runs. But again, think about where Trent Grisham's batting in the lineup. Think about where Kyle Tucker's batting in the lineup. Think about people who's in front of him and behind him. Trent Grisham's batting, next to Volpe, who, we know what Volpe does. Nothing. So we're sitting here. Think about what Trent Grisham is out of money. And that's where I think the money factor is really throwing people off. Oh, it's $22 million. So that means that Trent Grisham has to be this type of player. First of all, you're getting a steal for a guy who's, if he's going to hit 30 home runs again, you're getting a steal, right? You're getting a steal for Trent Grisham. If he hits 30 home runs again. Pete Alonso, not trying to make anything about Pete Alonso here, but Pete Alonso hits 30-plus home runs a year. Last year, he made $30 million playing first base. $30 million. That is highly valuable that you need an elite-level center fielder or an outfielder. If you can get a guy that's a power hitter, play the outfield, it's amazing. Not everyone's Aaron Judge. Not everyone's Juan Soto. But to have someone that's playing a prime position like center field and or left field to hit 30-plus home runs, they don't grow on trees. They really don't. Like, go through it. We're talking about, in for the Mets world, we're talking about Brandon Nimmo being a top left fielder in baseball. That is embarrassing because he's not. He's not a top left fielder in baseball. But when you compare him to other left fielders currently, his numbers kind of are, which is why when you look at Trent Grisham, you go, most people think and say, oh, well, he's not that good. No, but he actually fits the role. He's actually up there in that nature. And I understand that you can go there to the baseball savant and you go through certain things. Kyle Tucker is going to be the biggest, contract this offseason. And he's going to be overpaid for things that he is supposed to be able to do, but last year didn't do. He didn't hit 30 home runs. His defense wasn't all that fantastic. I don't know if he even stole as many bases as he normally does. So there was a lot of elements in Kyle Tucker's game that weren't great. Trent Grisham had more home runs. His defensive metrics, his arm may not be as good as Kyle Tucker's, but his defensive metrics were actually better than Kyle Tucker's last year. That's a guy that you want to play every day is Kyle Tucker in left field or center, or maybe not center field, but left field or the right field. Trent Grisham was just as good, if not better, in certain areas. And you're only going to get him for 1 year for $22 million. I know that sounds like a lot, but when you're handcuffing him with the young kids, like I said, it's really not. And it's not handcuffing the Yankees from doing things. And that's the bigger picture. It's not about the Yankees being handcuffed that, oh, we got Trent Grisham. Now we can't do other things. Now, whether or not they do, it's on them. It's on the Yankees for whether or not they're going to do that. if they're going to make more moves. But again, Cody Bellinger is a guy that they're targeting. I mean, he's a utility outfield. He can play any outfield position, and he can play first base. So it's not preventing – Trent Grisham is not preventing the Yankees from getting and bringing back Cody Bellinger. It's just making your defense stronger. So don't look at it like that. If anything, if Trent Grisham is the reason why they don't get more than Cody Bellinger, maybe you could have a gripe there. But I think that's more of the Yankees want to. I don't think the Yankees want to go above and beyond for certain guys. I think they really want to give their young kids a chance. I don't agree that all these young kids are going to work out. I just don't. And I see that all over baseball. I see that in Queens, that they're trying to test all these young kids. I mean, there's too many young kids. There's not enough positions. And with the young kids, there comes growing pains. And with that becomes losses and missing playoffs. So you can't really rely on that. It's too important for the Yankees to make the playoffs every year. And you could sit there and say, well, that shouldn't be the goal because it's stale now. It's stale that the Yankees get the playoffs every year. They need to win. I don't disagree. World Series is clearly always the main goal. But don't tell me that the Yankees missing the playoffs this year because you're stale with the approach would be better than the Yankees being quote-unquote stale and getting back to the playoffs. If you're telling me that all I heard last year was the Yankees, I hope they missed the playoffs so they could start to change how their approach on things. It's not changing their approach. It's never going to change. Like, as long as Hal and Brian Cashman are together at the front, the forefront, this franchise is not changing. So don't look at it as they need to fail so they can restructure this franchise. It's not going to happen. They are very comfortable where they're at. They know how to get to where they know they're at their goal. Their goal is to get to the playoffs, because as long as you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. And not for nothing, the Yankees were good enough last year to get back to the World Series. They were good enough. I know at the end of the day, they got knocked out by the Blue Jays and they didn't play particularly great, but they were good enough to get there. They were my pick to get back to the World Series. And they're going to be my pick again going into 2026. Why? Because they have a fantastic rotation. They have one of the best offensive players in baseball. And what they do around the diamond is good enough to keep them in every game and to make them be a juggernaut versus most teams in the American League, even in the National League too. There's like a handful of teams that are better than the Yankees in the National League, obviously the Dodgers being one, the Phillies being another team. But for the most part, like, you match the Yankee pitching staff versus anybody else, I mean, they're basically one of the best pitching staffs in the league, if not the best. So you really have to think about what your standards are and how. All I hear all the time is with whenever I'm somebody that says, I need to do an overhaul for the Mets and I want to get rid of all these guys, and like, oh, you can't have an all-star at every position. Well, first of all, you can, because look at the Dodgers. Like, you legitimately can have an all-star at every position. Even the Braves, too, can have an all-star at every position. But when you talk about an overhaul, like, the Yankees, they don't need an all-star at every position. They're close to it with certain players. When you bring in Jazz, when you have Giancarlo, when you have Cody Bellinger back, you're close. Judge, you're close to it. Ryan McMahon's been an all-star. You got the names. But at some point in time, you have to realize that they are very comfortable being in this. But that being said, Trent Grisham is not preventing the Yankees from going out and doing more. If anything, it's Hal and Brian Cashman who prevent them from going out and doing more. But Trent Grisham is not that close. All right, listen. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily with Pete Hoffman. I appreciate you following me, listening to me. You can always follow me at Hoff W. Have a great morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is an Etsy holiday ad, but you won't hear any sleigh bells or classic carols. Instead, you'll hear something original. The sound of an Etsy holiday, which sounds like this. Now that's special. Want to hear it again? Get original and affordable gifts from small shops on Etsy. For gifts that say, I get you, shop Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.